The Air National Guard takes on forest fires out west. I'm Pete Combs, and this is Aero News. It's Friday, July 21st, 2006. It's jungle hot out on the flight line at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina as two C-130H models spool up, getting ready to head west. They're part of a tiny military fleet of what are called MAFS, capable aircraft. That stands for Modular Airborne Firefighting Systems. In all of the Guard and Reserves, there are only 8 of these aircraft. Major Dan Cloninger is flying one of 2, based in Charlotte, North Carolina, headed for Oregon.
We have 8 C-130s in the country. I'm on the Guard and Reserve units, and we're one of the 8, and we're taking 2 planes today. And or we should say two of the 8 planes that do this mission.
Now you're going to Arizona?
We actually are going to Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Oregon. What do you got ahead of you out there?
We don't know until we get out there because the fires are different every day. But what we're looking at is going out there and start putting retardant on the fires to help the ground guys.
What kind of training do you go through, Dan, to get this done?
Each year we have, in the month of May, usually the first week of May, either here on the East Coast or in the West Coast, we'll go through a training where we drop water into the areas that would be similar to where we would fight the fires. And so it's real good training. Each crew has to be certified. It's a special qualification for their air crews to do a MAFS drop.
This is an awful different mission profile than I would think even doing a combat offload or something like that.
It is. It's quite different. It's unique, but we're glad to do it. That's what we're trained to do, and we're happy to do it.
It's a mission Cloninger and his crew are anxious to perform. They're usually not called in until major structures are threatened by forest fire. In Oregon, though, fire investigators are looking into 2 different blazes, both thought to have been caused by illegal fireworks, both near Roseburg, both thought to be a threat to nearby neighborhoods. We'll hear more of this interview in just a moment. But first, this AeroCast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V-220 and V-300T engines.
Why can't your aircraft engine help you be a good neighbor wherever you fly? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years. Why can't an airplane engine be just as quiet and just as reliable? Well, now it can. Check out the new leaner, cleaner, and quieter V-220 and V-300T from Aircraft Engine Services. The V-220 and V-300T engines are capable of meeting and exceeding the most stringent noise regulations. The 3-to-1 propeller speed reduction unit keeps propeller tip speeds down to reduce noise. The engine management system reduces workload by providing single lever control, increasing safety and operating the engine at peak fuel efficiency. The EMS system allows the use of unleaded fuel, eliminating the need for reliance on avgas. In addition, the option of using automotive fuel can result in a significant cost savings. The V-220 and V-300T engines are significantly quieter and cleaner running than the existing engine designs used in today's aircraft. The AES V-220 and V-300T, as simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
Okay, you got the license and now you're renting or even own a plane. Now what? Hi, I'm Tom Gresham, host of Wings to Adventure Television. And every week on the Outdoor Channel, we show you incredible places you can visit in your plane. Shot in spectacular high definition, Wings to Adventure captures cool planes, interesting people, and fly-in getaways you haven't heard of. Plus, we always have fun. There's more info at wingstoadventure.com.
Welcome back to our AeroNews special feature, the launch of two specially equipped C-130s from Charlotte, North Carolina, to the burning forests of Oregon. There are other aircraft, to be sure, involved in the annual ritual of aerial bombardment over burning forests of the American West. But those aircraft have dropped dramatically in numbers. 2 years ago, the fire service grounded most of them because of concern about airframe stress and fatigue. That has left a huge gap in the nation's forest firefighting capability, and that's where these two C-130s launching out of Charlotte come in. They'll use what the Air Force calls the modular airborne firefighting system to dump thousands of gallons of retardant on those fires, hoping to keep the flames away from homes and businesses. Major Dan Cloninger commands one of these C-130H models.
What kind of crew do you carry on this mission?
We have your basic crew, the pilots, the navigator, engineer, and the loadmasters.
The loadmaster. Now, who pops off the retardant? Do you guys do it, or they do it back in the bay?
Well, it's both. It's primarily up front by the co-pilot. We'll actually drop the retardant, but in an emergency situation where it's not going out, the loadmasters are able to do it from the back.
Realizing that there's never been a movie called Night Raid over Boise, this is like really the closest you guys get to doing a bombing run.
Yeah, and it's probably as thrilling also.
Hey, tell me about that.
Well, when you get pretty close to the ground near a fire and at a slow speed, you know, the C-130s is naturally slow, but when you're getting even slower, it's pretty thrilling.
Cloninger's aircraft is one of only eight in the country outfitted with the MAPS system. Another departed along with his plane from Charlotte on Thursday. What's it like in the back of the aircraft? Well, we'll find out in just a moment. You're listening to AeroNews.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 350 is a normally aspirated four-seater that carries 1,100 pounds and cruises up to 190 knots with a next-generation Avadyne or Garmin electronic cockpit to show you the way. With a max range of 1,300 nautical miles, the Columbia 350 is the plane that you deserve when you're a businessman on the go or a Sunday flyer in a hurry to his next great adventure. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or a turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144. Check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Combs, and we're fast approaching the most exciting week in general aviation. Thousands of planes and thousands of pilots are making ready for AirVenture 2006, and we are too. Stay with AeroNews for the latest on aviation and aerospace. Join us every day this week for our special Oshcasts, features about aviation designed to get you in the spirit of the world's greatest air show. And the week of the big event, be sure to follow our special coverage of Oshkosh. In addition to our regular news coverage, we'll bring you a special Oshkosh briefing, a touch and go from Whitman Field, and every night's presentation from the Theater in the Woods. We're all over Oshkosh, and with ANN special coverage, you will be too. Listen in on your favorite podcasting directory and on our webpage, aero-news.net. We're back now to wrap up today's ANN special feature, a rare look inside the Air National Guard's firefighting C-130s. As we've already heard, there are just eight of these aircraft in all of the ANG's inventory. They're outfitted with what's called MAFS, the Modular Airborne Firefighting System. Senior Master Sergeant Philip Smith has been fighting forest fires for a decade now. He sits in the back of the aircraft, looking straight out the open cargo door as the ground rushes by. Remarkably close.
Okay, what we have five 500-gallon tanks, and then we have the two tubes on each side, which holds another 500 gallons, which is a total of 3,000 gallons, and we dump this load in approximately 7 seconds.
7 seconds, you're dumping 3,000 gallons worth of retardant.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be something to watch coming out the back of the aircraft.
It's quite a show. I mean, it's a lot, it goes out pretty quick, and we cover an area anywhere from about the width of the football field as long as a half mile long.
That's amazing. Now, you're right here. You've got a rig here where it's sort of a command center. You can fire it out the back and see it go.
Yes.
How far up are you? What's your altitude AGL?
Normally, for airdrop or for dropping the retardant, we're 150 feet off the ground.
What kind of show is that, Sergeant?
It's depends on the terrain. It can be hairy.
You like this stuff?
I enjoy it, yes.
I mean, you feel like you're doing real good.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about the turnaround. Let's say you get done, you go back to your fire base. What do you do?
Well, once we land, the turnaround on the ground is less than 15 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
That's a lot of liquid moving through these
pipes.
Well,
they pump it in about 300 gallons a minute, or 300 gallons a minute.
And this is a slurry-like material, right?
Yes, it's mixed with water. It's sticky. It sticks to the foliage. And weighs about 9 pounds a gallon after they get done with it.
In your experience doing this, I take it you've done it a while?
Yes, about 10 years.
10 years. In your experience, I take it you've had to cut a few paths for people who've been in a bad situation on
the ground. Well, yeah, we've run into situations like that.
When you do that, even better feeling of satisfaction.
Oh, yeah. Great.
You ever talk to the guys from the ground?
Rarely. We rarely get to see them.
Maybe afterwards?
Sometimes some of them will come in and talk about it. And evidently, they really like for us to do it because they call us in quite a bit.
Yeah. So you've been doing this every summer pretty much for 10 years, huh?
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of job satisfaction.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about your control panel here.
Well, the control panel here is the co-pilot actually punches the load off and we back him up in case his unit fails up front. But we do all the arming the machines, pressure dialing into pressure. We control the emergency dump, the air pressure. We got about four different ways we can fire this thing. If we lose all electrical power, we can do it pneumatically.
Mm-hmm. So you push it out with air?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or we can free fall it.
How many missions were you doing a day?
We've done as many as 15.
Holy smokes.
Just depends on how close the fires are.
Wow. Do you consider yourself one of the last lines of defense against a fire like this?
Pretty much. They usually call us in when we've got a lot of structures involved.
So you know that there's homes on the line.
Right.
Every load counts.
Right.
There are now efforts to develop new aerial firefighting technologies. Just this week, a DC-10 converted into a sort of super tanker made its debut over a wildfire in California, dumping massive loads of retardant on fires both Sunday and Monday. Still in the wings, as it were, is the Evergreen Aviation Boeing 747 tanker, able to pour huge amounts of water or retardant on western wildfires. But this technology is very slow in being accepted by the Forest Service. Until it becomes more prevalent, guys like Major Dan Cloninger and Senior Master Sergeant Philip Smith will step in as the military lends a hand in putting out the fires that rage every summer in the American West. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the airport.